This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rex Tillerson is the name. Secretary of State is the job. Word of the pending nomination came out of Trump Tower this morning, followed closely thereafter by bipartisan skepticism. There has been much talk of the personal conflicts of interest the president-elect will have once he is sworn in, about which more in a minute. But there are corporate conflicts that attach to Mr. Tillerson's nomination. ExxonMobil, the ginormous oil company of which Mr. Tillerson is presently the CEO, has billions of dollars at stake in projects and investments in Russia, interests that are, for now anyway, blocked by American sanctions against Moscow. Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going with that one.
Russia's energy industry is dominated by state-owned companies, but ExxonMobil is one of the largest Western companies operating there, thanks in part to Rex Tillerson. So says Emma Ashford, an expert in energy politics at the Cato Institute.
He managed to negotiate a deal with a Russian state-owned company known as Rosneft to create this joint venture that let Exxon stay in the Russian market.
That was at a time when other companies like BP were being forced to withdraw. Ashford says ExxonMobil's joint ventures suffered when the U.S. and other allies imposed sanctions limiting foreign investment in Russia. Those sanctions were tied to Russian conflicts with Ukraine. And Rex Tillerson may be too invested in lifting those sanctions, according to Robert Weissman with the government watchdog group Public Citizen. Weissman adds that Tillerson is coming from a company with its own kind of corporate foreign policy, which, Weissman says, creates conflicts with many oil-producing countries, some with corrupt governments.
Exxon's foreign policy is to do whatever it takes to drill oil anywhere it can in the world.
But David Goldwyn, a former energy diplomat under the Obama administration, trusts Tillerson's integrity and ability to set aside ExxonMobil's interests. Goldwyn is more concerned with the marching orders Tillerson will receive from his boss.
Will he protect the U.S. commitment to NATO? Will he fulfill obligations to represent human rights under the Helsinki Accords?
Goldwyn hopes to hear those questions answered in confirmation hearings. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.